Welcome to Believers Academy. I'm Haley.
And I'm Jason. And we're talking about how to stop spiritual drought. You may have experienced what we mean. You just feel dry. Your prayers don't seem to reach God, and you don't know what to do. The sixth step to stop spiritual drought is to stir up the calling of God in you. Times of spiritual dryness can result from losing sight of the calling of God on our lives. Paul reminded Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:9 that the same God who saved us has also called us to live a holy life, because that was his plan from before the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus.
And one of the things you can do to stir up the gift that is within you is to go back to what God has called you to do. That doesn't mean what you're doing now is wrong. Doesn't mean to go get distracted and overload yourself with more than God has told you to do in the beginning. God hasn't changed his call. Romans 11:29 says, "For God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn." There are several things we know we are called to do. One is to share Jesus with others. Mark 16:15 says, "And then he told them, go into the world and preach the good news to everyone."
Another is to do the same works Jesus did. John 14:12 says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father." So, we should do good works like Jesus did. Whatever you're calling, stir up the purpose of God inside your spirit. It's holy, special, and it's just for you.
Right, and hopefully you're getting stirred up. Here are some tasks you can begin as you grow in the call of God. First, practice sharing the good news of Jesus in the mirror, and then to friends and family.
Second, keep a smile on your face, because you represent the great life God is offering everyone.
And third, ask God for a sharing buddy so you can make yourself accountable to him concerning how many people you reached out into each week for the Lord.
Finally, download the study document to find additional activities.
And please come back for more lessons in the series. There are only three more, and we enjoy studying with you. Remember,
Jesus is Lord.